Only got two more left. Let's do this shit.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to Violent Ends, LIW, Westworld Review, episode 29. Let's read the wrong notes there. 307 of Westworld, past pawn. Not past, passed pawn. Starts in Jakarta. Sato is talking to Hale. They're in a weird little nightclub there. This scene, I don't care about the scene because Sato's in it. I like him. I liked him in season two, but here he's just completely pointless. Clementine's there too. She gets in a weird like shootout with all of them, and she's working for someone. She kills all the dudes, but Sato tries to flee, and then the Japanese girl with the dragon tattoo stabs him, and then they cut off his head and walk away with it. So now that I got his head, I don't know what they do with it. I've seen every episode after this. I don't know what they do with his fucking head with that robot brain ball. I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember anything. There's a quick shot of them in Mexico. And by them, I mean Dolores and Caleb. And they're riding horses. That's it. They're talking about the plot of the show. And nothing happens. Bernard then tells William that Hale was using his blood. Because in the previous episode, they took his blood in the insane asylum just before he bit off a man's finger. Using his blood to track something. This is where, I like this episode, but this is where it starts to introduce things that I don't quite know why or to what avail or really have any idea what I'm watching at some points. I get the basic gist of the scene, but like they're using his blood to track something and the system says he's dead. I don't know what they're tracking. Turns out they make a robot out of him. That's the point. But the tracking thing, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I don't remember them following through with that. Two scenes in a row. Or not in a row because the Mexico thing. But things in a row where they take things and to do stuff and I don't know what for. All for to save the end of the world from happening or to create the end of the world to happen. My brain got locked down there. Cease you. Or what is it? Limit your emotional affect. Caleb, we see his backstory because they're basically this is where Caleb's backstory comes to a head. We finally see what happened. There's the war story that he had, and I guess they're using Limbix drug to control emotions, but also Limbix is the name of that mouth retainer they have that screws into their mouth that controls them in their memories. So Limbix is the system and the drugs, and probably the hardware as well. It's just a multi-use name for everything. An airstrike blows up nearby. They capture the leader guy after, who's the guy from... what show is he on with... He was on a TV show. God damn it. What was the name of it? Just Shoot Me. He was like one of the leads on Just Shoot Me. And I was like, hey, that guy. What the hell? We talked about him on one of our other shows, me and Dick. We talked about him, like Hollywood is Dead, or I forget what show we talked about him on. Maybe B-Movie Battle. He seems like he'd be in a Nick Cage movie. Regardless, they capture him. They're torturing him and asking, not really torturing, they're just asking, they want to know information. No, they don't. They don't want to know information. That's the point. Sorry. I'm just saying what I think should happen next. They're supposed to not listen to him because they'll hear the information and they're not supposed to. That was what it was. Sorry, I was trying to fill in the blanks in a normal show. Dolores uses like this Call of Duty level up thing because her and Caleb arrive at this compound in now time, and she like plugs in their coordinates and then sees them with like a drone and then goes and snipes them all in a second. So it really was like a Call of Duty level up. Like I killed five guys in a row, so I got a streak going. Now I got the auto sniper. This just seems like a cheat thing. Inside, they go inside and they realize it's where Caleb was Manchurian Candidate did dad before. He's like, this is familiar. And you keep seeing flashbacks of him being in a chair. And like, what happened, Caleb? What happened? Caleb, is that really what happened? Yes, that's what happened. Yeah, and then they find the not the big ball sack that is, I forget the name they keep calling that thing, the Cerox ball sack. This is the brother's ball sack called Solomon. It turns out that Francis survived the war. Francis is Caleb's partner, who he thought that soldiers killed him, random soldiers. He thought he died, but ends up he survived the war, and then him and Caleb were killing all the unwanted people for incel. What's the name of the insight? I wish it was called incel. Incel United. They're killing all the unwanted people. In season four, they're called. Oh God damn it! I blanked already. I'm just gonna move on. They're killing the people who are not part of the program and not people who. If they keep doing that thing, it leads to doomsday. They're just getting rid of them. It's not worth the even possibility of this leading to a flat line that Serac's brother saw or kept seeing. So let's just kill them. And he's using people like Francis and Caleb in the app that they had to do that. Maeve shows up at the compound while Dolores is telling Solomon to create a final plan for humanity, like the final plan. Which they're bordering on just saying Nazi things at this point. Create the final solution, Air Balsack. She goes outside and sees Maeve, and they have a Kill Bill fight scene with swords and guns and yada, yada, yada. And I think there's a helicopter in there as well. Meanwhile, William tells Bernard and Stubbs that he realizes what his goal is in life, what he's there for. He's going to kill and hunt and kill, rather. Every single host to save humanity. Then we see Caleb in the back. Oh my God, flashback. Good Christ. I've been doing too many of these tonight. I got one more to go. I'm finishing season three. I need to. Otherwise, I'll put it off for four more years. In the flashback, we see that Caleb as soon as Francis leaves the room, Caleb takes the gag off of the guy they captured. And he hears the info, which is basically Insight is making them forget things and they're controlling what they're doing. And they're just hunting down people like dissent of people who dissent the status quo or whoever Insight deems unwanted. And that's what they're doing. And he goes, I guarantee as soon as you hear this information, they're going to have you or your partner, they're going to send a message to kill the other one. They're going to offer you a bunch of money. Which does happen, obviously. But first we see Maeve. She stabs Dolores. They get in a shootout, like I said. The helicopter blows off Dolores' arm. She's running around with one arm, one and a half arms. Caleb decides to hear Solomon and his plan to end it all. Dolores is sitting there, and she's like, all right. She realizes I got one arm and no defense at this point. And then she's holding her hand over that EMP button, and Maeve's coming at her with a sword, Kill Bill style. And then she pushes the EMP button, and they both go, and then Solomon ends by going, I must warn you. Shit. So we don't know what the warning was, which I guess was humanity's fucked anyway, dude. Don't bother. It really does have a downer ending, this show. Bernard tells Caleb they will destroy humanity. Bernard says Caleb will destroy humanity. And then William pulls a gun on him at a gas station and tries to... I think it just ends there, actually, and it picks up in the next episode. Whatever. I just want to mention, I didn't get to it. It happened already, but I'll swing back. But the reality was Caleb goes outside. They have to get hostage, and then... He turns around and looks at his partner, and he's like, realizes it's true what the guy was saying, that he did get the text that says, you kill Caleb. And he's like, how much? And he's like, what are you talking about? After all this time, you're going to do that? And he looks down at his watch, and it says, like, assassinate. And then the money, the dollar signs, pretty much. Sacks of money, just a cartoon drawing. We'll give you money, sacks, to kill him. And he's like, how much? And he's like, enough. And then he does the slowest gunpoint to Caleb while Caleb just blows him away. I was like, oh, that was anticlimactic. Okay. The guy barely even tried to kill Caleb. Which was kind of sad. I felt like he was doing suicide by Caleb at that point. and then that's the reality of what happened. That's what Liam saw a couple episodes ago when he's like, you think I killed your partner? You don't even realize. And then it's dying. It was you. You did it. You'll find out specifically what I'm referring to in later episodes. Oh, goodness. Oh, why is this so important to me that it's my dying words? Oh, I could say I love this and tell my loved ones. Oh, I'm wasting it looking at the person I'm dying next to and talking about their backstory because they're really, they're the main character. Yeah, that's what happens. It's nonsense. That death scene, at least. But no, obviously he killed him. They hint at it pretty goddamn hard. Caleb, he's one of my favorite characters in the show. It's not even just this season, I mean, but obviously this season he is, but I'm saying overall, like, he's got a lot of interesting scenes, and obviously, you know, Jesse from Breaking Bad, you can't go wrong with that, but I don't know, he's just got a very interesting storyline. Aaron Paul is a great actor in certain things, specific things. When he's not in specific things that when he's in specific things, he's amazing. When he's not, you're like, oh, why are you in this project? Like the goddamn car movie he did, the Need for Speed. Like, why are you doing this, man? I get the money, but like, oh man, kind of a bummer. He had a couple shows that I wanted to watch. That cult one I've always been interested in. I can't remember the name of it now, but The Path, is that what it's called? Anyway, yeah, that's the end of the episode. I just need to move on to the next one and finish season 3. Oh, God damn it. I'm looking at my notes for episode 8, and there was a lot of them. Ah, shit. I need to get to that one. Son of a bitch. We're at 11 and a half minutes. Let's end it here. Decent episode. I gave it a 7. It did have a lot of, okay, and the cheesy action sequences, which were just like Kill Bill, Terminator stuff, and Matrix thrown in. Not a lot to hang your hat on in this one. Is like, oh, this is a great scene. I was most interested in the backstory stuff and not the William stuff, which is strange, but the backstory for Caleb. I found that interesting. Even though I knew where it was going, I still liked watching it, but whatever. I'm going to get out of here until next time for Crisis Theory. And in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West. So long, citizens.